Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello. It's Friday already, my friends. Would you believe it? Yeah, that usually happens after Thursday. Yeah, okay, we know that. I'm just saying it's come around quick. Anyway, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out on Drive Time Tuesday to Friday. And today's Friday from 4 p.m. Today, I'm alongside DB. Darren Bent, no, not David Beckham, we can't afford him. Anyway, we begin with the World Cup qualifiers, and Rob Page's Wales are now only one game away from Qatar 2022 after beating Austria, or Australia, no one really cares. Anyway, here's the fallout on TalkSport.
Wales 2, Austria 1. Gareth Bale, who was subbed in the final few minutes, punches the air and comes onto the pitch. Wales are celebrating on the edge of the area. Wild scenes in the Canton stand behind the goals.
Absolutely buzzing. That man, Gareth Bale, give him the keys to the city of Cardiff. He has played 77 minutes for his club since the last game for Wales, and he goes and does that. What a performance. What a performance. He can go wherever he wants. He can go and do whatever he wants. That man is an enigma. He is phenomenal.
When you've got somebody like Gareth, and there was questions whether he was going to be fit or not, even if he's 60, 70%, he's going to play, because you know he can win games for you, and he steps up to the plate. Aaron's the same. Aaron Ramsey's won games for us before, angry at home. And when you've got big players like that, if there's a chance of them being fit, you play them, because you know at any given time you can give a performance like that.
It's going to get a bit boring, right? I'm totally blind, right? I lost my sight 12 years ago, and I watched some great Welsh sides, some great English sides, Scottish sides. But tonight, this is the best Welsh side, the best Welsh match I've ever not watched. Does that make sense? Right?
Brilliant.
Now, I've seen O'Hara, and I've seen you, I've seen Kendi and Goldstein, listen to you all, and since I've lost my sight, right, you've kept me going.
Oh, good man, Wayne.
Seriously now, right, you've kept me going. It was at the time I didn't want to live. Sorry, I don't mean to go deep, right? We're not
okay.
The midnight train, are we?
It's okay.
The time I didn't want to live, right, I used to listen to the radio, and you've got me interested in life again.
Oh, that's really nice, Wayne. Thank you.
My wife, my grandchildren, my daughters, everything is brilliant. Life is good.
Good man, Wayne. Absolute pleasure. Thanks for calling up.
And can I just say, even if we don't win, winning tonight, that was good enough for me. That's brilliant.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Portugal will face North Macedonia for a place at the World Cup. Italy, the European champions under Roberto Mancini, are out. They will not be going to the World Cup.
Good evening and welcome to the Sports Bar on TalkSport with me, Jamie O'Hara, and he's back, Mr. Jason Cundy.
Has anyone seen Donnarumma? Has anyone seen Florenzi? Has anyone seen Mancini? Battistuti? Emerson? Has anyone seen Barella? Has anyone seen Jorginho?
This is a complete disaster. And it's not just about the fact that it's North Macedonia. It's just full stop. Yeah. The fact that they have missed out on back-to-back World Cups. Mancini signed a new deal in May. Regular watchers of this team will tell you that the team simply doesn't score enough goals. And the problem is, if you're not, like I mentioned, if you haven't got regular goal scorers, every game is low scoring, every game is tight, you're going to have moments that go against you and you draw games you should win. And that's what's caught up with them tonight.
Has anyone seen Pinot Grigio? Has anyone seen Spaghetti Bolognese? Has anyone seen Berlusconi?
Wow! Are you alright?
Has anyone seen Mancini?
Now, after 22 years, with 304 goals in 762 career club games and 20 goals in 57 England appearances, Jermaine Defoe announced his retirement from professional football. Shortly after the announcement, literally just 4 minutes, Defoe joined Jim White and Simon Jordan and revealed the highlight of his career, which may surprise you, wasn't talking to Jim White or Simon Jordan.
It's a really tough decision and one I have discussed with my family and those closest to me. Do you know who I'm talking about? He's on the line now. Jermaine Defoe, good morning.
Morning, mate.
Defoe, England lead! England, have a goal!
When you're a kid and you just want to be a professional, you just want to be a professional. And for me, I always wanted to play at the top level. I wanted to play for England. For me, I've always said that, but I wanted to obviously win a league title, because I think when you win a league title, even if you do it once, that's something that no one can ever take away from you, because that's basically saying that, you know, you've been the best team throughout the course of the season. Yeah, you need a little bit of luck at the same time, but to show that sort of consistency in any league is so difficult to do in that.
Rangers have won the league for the first time in a decade. Champions for a record 55th time.
Last season was really special for me because, to be honest, I thought it would have come quicker, but I was sort of like happy that it came sort of like the back end of my career, because I felt like I appreciated it more.
Is there anything that you would have liked to have done and everyone you'd like to have played for that you didn't get the opportunity, or the opportunity was presented and you didn't take it? Is there anything you look back on and say, I'd like to have done this? I've done everything. This was brilliant. I played for Spurs. Brilliant. Where did you not go to that you'd like to have done?
I remember when I was obviously younger at West Ham and stuff like that, and I came through and I was scoring goals. And like any young player, sort of then comes speculation. So I was always linked with Man United. And I remember speaking to the Man United boys at like years later, and they obviously thought I was coming, and I remember a few of the lads said, oh, what happened? We were told that you were coming. And obviously at this stage now, you always think that would have been amazing, because obviously playing for someone like obviously Sir Alex and with all the trophies that they won. But at the same time, I try not to regret anything, really.
Now, on to the Ajax legend Ronald de Boer discussing their manager, Erik ten Hag. Now, in the last episode, we revealed that he's been interviewed by Manchester United, not Ronald de Boer, Erik ten Hag. Well, de Boer believes that ten Hag, or TH, as he would wear, of course, on his tracksuit top, is a very modern coach and has even learnt from Pep Guardiola.
I played with him in Twente yesterday, but then he moved as a coach later to Bayern Munich under the second team. So he was working a little bit in the shadow of Pep Guardiola at that time.
Oh, yeah.
And we call him also the little Pep, or the other Pep Guardiola. He's so addicted, so determined, so work ethic like crazy about football. He analyzes it. He's a real tacticus, so... Yeah, he's very into like 24 hours to make sure that everything is ready when the game starts. So he's, in my eyes, a very modern coach.
Now, Roma are expected to place a £100 million price tag on Tammy Abraham's head, and I'm guessing the rest of his body, as they face a battle to keep him this summer. Moni Moni Simon Jordan believes we could see him back in a different shade of purple in the Premier League. That sounds weird.
He's got Abraham in support, and Abraham will make it 2-0.
I wonder if the Man Cities of the world look at him in a certain way, because clearly they're going to look at a centre-forward. Now, we've got the discussion going on about Erling Haaland and how much that disgusting amount of money that his agent wants for him is going to come to the fore.
Yeah.
Now, he's not Erling Haaland. Different build, different dynamic, but he's a centre-forward. And centre-forwards get goals, and the centre of attack is something that Man City don't have. So he could be in Man City's plans. He could be in anyone's plans, but where he is right now is he's in England's plans. I think he's a £50-60 million player. And even that's a lot of money for a footballer. But
sure.
34 million quid, if they got 60 million quid from them, if they were prepared to sell, which I don't think they are, because the guy that owns Roma is very, very wealthy, has paid a lot of money to get Mourinho in, and has taken a punt on Tammy Abraham. I thought it was a very educated punt, and it's proven to be.
On now to the cricket. And England got off to a terrible start on day one of the deciding test against the Windies. On the plus side, Mike Atherton, former England captain, is now part of the coverage on TalkSport 2. Oh, we've got Mike Atherton. Yeah, it's actually quite a big deal. Anyway, here's how things finished up.
Mamou plays deep in his crease and inside edges onto his own stumps. Mamou's bowled for 49. England are bowled out for 204.
We've seen England in this situation where they do all the hard work, they get the opposition 8 and 9 down, and they struggle to knock over the tail ender. And it often happens in cricket. I can't give you an answer why. We all get told why it happens is you lose your discipline. You lose your belief. They bowled so well all day, the West Indies.
Oh, he's nicked off Joe Root. He has nicked off the England captain. Slightly wide on the crease. This one pitches on off stump and nips away from him.
They'll sit in that dressing room and if they really assess the day, they'd still be happy dismissing England for 204 all out after winning the toss. But there'll be huge disappointment there because it could have been 115 all out. Let's be honest.
And now for something completely different.
I'm about to make way for Samuel Badry, I think, who is busily making notes, and Butch is on the horizon as well. So I'll leave it to you, Manners. I'll catch you later.
Don't forget, of course, to check out the TalkSport podcast. It's called Following On. See what they've done there. Actually, I don't. Anyway, on now to Josh Warrington, the featherweight boxer and big Leeds United fan, for his next fight. Would you believe it? The Leeds defender Luke Ayling will be joining him on the ring walk. And if you don't believe me, here's your proof. Let's hope, of course, he doesn't perform like Leeds and be really entertaining and then get absolutely smashed to pieces.
What about ring walk? I think Luke's coming down here, Luke Ayling, and the rumour has it you want Marcelo Bielsa sitting in his bucket in your corner.
Listen, it would have been lovely to have Marcelo there. You know, it would have been nice to give him a proper good send-off because there'll be a lot of Leeds United fans in attendance there, a few Leeds players as well. We've got the next best thing in Luke Ayling. He's a bit of a club cult hero. Scored a blinder, well, a winner against Wolves last week. So, and he's a bit of a character. He's been to a few of my fights now. So it's a pleasure to have him joining me on the ring walk.
England and Southampton defender Carl Walker-Peters, or KWP to his friends, has been speaking ahead of the game against Switzerland on Saturday, live on TalkSport, the game, not this interview. That's coming up in a minute. It's recorded. He was asked if he believes he can be England's Philipp Lahm. That's the German World Cup winner, Philipp Lahm. Well, here's KWP's answer.
Handed by Sepp Blatter to Philipp Lahm. It's 6 kilograms. It has the best feeling in the world. It's lifted high above the head of the influential German skipper.
It's always nice to be compared to top footballers. I think that versatility is something I've had from when I was young. You know, I've played a bit in midfield, played left back, played right back. So, yeah, really nice to hear those words. And hopefully, yeah, I can be England's Philipp Lahm. But yeah, a long way to go until then. Yeah, I just hope I do well this week and we'll see what happens.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with Adam Brazil moaning about Jaffa Cakes, obviously.
Yeah, I've got a right hump.
I heard it, and I think you're well within your rights before.
Why are they messing about with our Jaffa Cakes? No, I don't know. Cherry Jaffa Cakes. What is going on?
Whose idea was that?
I'm blaming the wee Oompa Loompa. They're his box of Jaffas. I've never seen them before. Wee Stewie.
What are they doing with the Jaffa Cakes?
I don't know. How'd you start your morning with a cherry Jaffa Cake? Murder.
As Lizzie said at Cheltenham, if it ain't fixed, don't broke it. Did you hear that one?
No.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, where we get your podcasts from. I don't really care. I'm back on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, today at 4 p.m. alongside Darren Bent. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Till then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.